goes down. He says, huh?
So he's, when did this gentleman leave? I mean, as I did not find out he was here until I spoke to the minority, Senate Minority Leader, who said that this gentleman had been around to visit him. Madam Chair, not to delay.
About 2 weeks he's been gone.
Okay, that's
I have just was handed a copy of their letter of endorsement, and I understand that there should have been an individual letter from the NRA to each senator stating their position, signed by David Marshall. I don't know whether that...
Okay, the other question is that we want to get... I'm interested in getting some acknowledgments on the record that what we're doing here does not disrupt or destroy their support or change their support for the record.
Madam,
guess that's where I want to have something. Cause I don't want to be charged with having this committee make some amendments that in one way or another would cause them to no longer be supportive of the bill. And I need, that's what we're looking at. Jack might want to have a comment. He has been in telephone contact. Okay.
My conversation with Mr. Gardner, is it?
Gardner.
Yesterday, the essence of his comments were that the draft that Senator Shoemaker and I worked on was better than the bill as it came to us.
Madam Chair.
And that's as far as, I'll leave it at that.
Madam Chair, Richard Gardner, for the record, has stated exactly the same thing to me, that he said the draft was much better than the one passed out of the House.
Madam Chair. I'm going to just make one quick comment, and then I'm not going to speak to it again, but my assessment is the same as Senator Hill's. I've found these people to be incredibly interested and involved in very mundane issues. We have a huge gun control bill in front of us that's going to change things in Oregon in a way never before even attempted to this stage, and we're hearing stuff about high school reunions, and they can't show up. I find this incredible from an organization that was unbelievably involved from day one in every aspect of anything relating to gun control, and I'm extremely, extremely concerned about that. It doesn't sound right. Something doesn't sound right to me. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, I can't believe they couldn't send somebody here. We're talking about the National Rifle Association. They can get a memo to their members at the drop of a hat when something happens in Timbuktu. I've gotten them. And they can't send somebody to the Oregon legislature when we're going to pass out a bill like this? I can't believe that.
Madam Chair, Senator Grinsky, about all I can say is it was somehow their perception of the thing was not that the time frame was as tight as it was. And I mean, I can only apologize for our national organization statement. They told me specifically yesterday that they were in firm support of the bill, and I know that they had the draft because I was told that, and I was there when Corey faxed it to them. So, and I can only apologize for our national organization.
Well, I'm not asking for an apology. I appreciate that, but
I don't think our intent is to put John on the spot.
No, not at all, and I hope he appreciates that.
Not your fault. I mean, if they could just, you know, I think the organization send a letter, something, confirmation that they've seen this and what their position is. If the fax is on, it probably runs both ways.
The date of the letter.
Yeah, well, that's good.
June 9th.
Well, that's before we even got the bill.
Yeah, actually, we didn't ask him for one.
Well, it came over here with support of the NRA from the House.
Mm-hmm. Your conversation.
Yeah. I mean,
before we started finding.
There are what, 60,000 members in the state of Oregon?
Madam Chair, Senator Brockman, I believe it's 62,000, somewhere in that
pardon
vicinity.
Pardon my error there, give or
I've
take a couple of thousand.
Letter.
I mean, I'm one of
never
them, and it strikes me that nobody's approached me, and you can't find one out of
62,000. Let's figure out whether we can reach someone and who might be able to get us a faxed confirmation of that. If somebody out there from the Speaker's office can get a hold of folks, we would appreciate that to get a fax confirmation of what they think of this bill today.
Madam Chair.
If they're not around, then we'll understand. But faxes go within 5 minutes, and I think it's not a impossible thing to say that it would be useful or helpful. You can shake, and the Speaker's office can shake their heads as much as they want, It would be useful to get a hold of Gardner and have him just say, I have read it, and we're, and our position is the same.
Under oath.
We it would be useful if we could get something like that. And I'm sorry we, you know, that I guess was our intent with all these. Unfortunately, we don't have a hard paper copy. Mr. Nichols has talked to the individual. Jack Morris has talked to the individual, but we don't have anything that you can see as evidence to that effect.
And I want to make clear, Madam Chair, that our conversation was really limited to whether the draft that we have now was an improvement over the bill as it came to us.
That's fine.
So, okay.
Madam Chair.
Senator Brennan.
We're getting ready to embark on another class of tinkering here with the thing. At some point, let's take a version, cut it off, and let them do that for a final sign-off if we're going to...
Well, no, this last tinker hasn't changed anything that they've seen.
Well, we're just getting ready. We just made one little tinkering change here between a Class C felony and a Class A misdemeanor. And if we're going to go through the bill one more time and do this...
That's not my intention.
I got two more little things.
Say,
I mean,
this is what I'm talking about. And well, I don't have any problem with a Class C felony being here. There should not be any public employee intentionally violating this thing. I'm not going to argue over this business anymore. But if we're going to go back on through it again, then this delays the process.
Okay, Shoemaker, you got to get on with this now. It's either cut or
fish
quick.
Or cut bait, that's
yes.
What it is, yeah.
Is that what?
Well, I would, you know, I would have done
there's
it
another
two minutes
one too.
If we had a 15-minute interruption.
Well,
on page 9, there's a statutory reference which is improper. I don't think we ought to pass a bill with an improper statutory reference, so I'm asking that somebody maybe make it correct or else we delete it, and that's the reference on line 22 to RS 166.470 sub 1 sub 8. There is no such statute. And 166.470 does not deal with any class of people, so it is not a relevant reference, and I just think we need to correct that, find out what it is they're talking about, or delete it from the bill.
Jack, you have a comment? It's just a typo.
I couldn't figure out what statute it was intended to refer to.
Okay.
And so that's just a notation where they can pick it back up on that.
Right.
And then on page 23, lines 12 to 14, this is the section that has reciprocity and recognizes concealed handgun permits issued by other states. Then it says if the holder of the permit becomes a resident of this state, the holder shall, within 45 days of establishing residency, apply for an Oregon concealed handgun license. It doesn't say that his out-of-state permit expires in this state, which is, I think, what it should say. So,
I'm not interested in touching.
Okay. But also, I'm not sure that we can direct that they do that.
That's a piece that I think is...
not worth worrying about.
Well, you cross people up and funny little things like that, and I'm not interested in having anybody expire that wasn't intended to be expired, and I'm not interested in that. Thanks.
All right. That's it.
Okay. Now, the biggest problem, Corey... do you have, what do we have, what does the bill do with misdemeanors and violent misdemeanors that we left last night?
Misdemeanors are taken out. I've prepared a list of violent misdemeanors that I passed out last night. I have some extra copies if anybody doesn't have that.
We're handy. About to make a motion to do pass to the floor, and the speaker's last chance to get what she wants in here and talk about tinkering. This is the major tinker, I guess.
Does this come out of? Madam Chair, the Speaker would very much, if you're going to move it out to the floor, would like to see it include misdemeanors involving violence, the definition for prohibitions against purchasing only, not possession.
Okay. What can we think about that? And you have seen the list of, Jack, would you read your list of violent offenses?
The list I prepared is assault in the fourth degree, which is simple assault, assaulting a police officer with simple assault on a police officer. Menacing, which is threatening a person with, I believe, serious physical injury. Recklessly endangering, which is recklessly subjecting a person to.
And that's the limit to which this committee was willing to go.
Risk.
Disorderly conduct was not included specifically. And we had some...
Not harassment.
And subsections of intimidation which have to do with threatening serious physical injury because of a person's race.
Okay. We had lots of questions on the assault force, which means a local barroom brawl. But there were concerns about that from various members I've talked to. House members primarily. And I guess the only thing that gives me that this is, what's the expiration period on this? Sale for how many years?
Four years,
so it's 4 years if you have two offenses in that category combined with anything else. And it's a prohibition on purchase. One offense. One offense for 4 years, you can't purchase. You can use what, if you had a hunting rifle, you could use the one you had, but you couldn't purchase another one in 4 years, within a 4 year period of time.
Unless you went through the relief process.
Right, unless you
correct.
Unless you went through the. Okay, that's correct. What we have. Any other comments? Holly, you want to say something?
No.
Okay.
I'm not, somebody else make the motion because I'm not sure precisely what they're asking for. I was focused on something else momentarily.
Okay. What they're asking for is that the list that Jack has prepared on violent misdemeanors apply to the purchasing or the purchasing of a firearm within the 4 year period of time, and that it be that it not include possession.
Right. So that class of person, Senator, would be prohibited from purchasing in that 4 year period.
During the 4 year period following the
conviction.
Do we want to include assault 4 in that?
Well, that's what the committee had a debate about, and everybody says yes. So if you have an assault 4 that was an accidental assault 4, I suppose what you're doing is making them go through the hoop to go to the court.
Okay.
You know, I guess.
I'll move that amendment as the chair described it.
Okay. Senator Hill. Okay, go ahead, Senator
Grinsky. I was going to ask if I could have a quick definition of what a second-degree intimidation is. Call? I didn't bring my code. I apologize.
Something's out of here for you, Senator. I'm new.
No, 11:30. I'm going back on.
Why don't we go to, want to go down and come back?
Yeah, we're going to, yeah. And I guess, Corey, what other thing does the speaker want?
To not exempt marijuana felonies from conditions for prohibition of purchase and possession.
Okay.
I didn't catch all that. Can you restate that, Corey?
To not include the exemption for marijuana felonies.
Not include the exemption? So she wants marijuana in as a disabling factor?
Yes.
Correct. Possession.
For felonies.
Felonies.
Felony
right.
Possession.
Right.
Felony possession, okay. I think is what was ultimately
right.
Deleted.
The crime of the possession of marijuana, there is only one crime of marijuana, that's felony possession.
There is only one. Okay.
And
now other than that, it's distribution of a controlled substance. Got to be precise about this.
I'll move that amendment too.
Okay.
And
Jack?
There is the sub-issue of whether you want to distinguish between those folks convicted before 1973 when it was only a felony.
I think, let me just comment on that, since we do have expungement as an availability, plus we have a Section 11, and I think that there's a way out for those people, and I would not imagine they'd have any trouble with that.
Except that they wouldn't be eligible for expungement if they have anything else on their record, any crime at all, for instance, offensive littering.
I wouldn't mind taking them out pre-73. I mean, I just
okay,
think
so
that.
Marijuana, okay, so marijuana,
yeah.
Marijuana felony convictions subsequent to 1973.
Right.
Subsequent to the change in the law in 1973.
Okay. Are there objections to that? Hearing none, so ordered. Okay, do we have any objections to the misdemeanor language? Hearing none, so ordered. Anything else with this bill?
I hope not.
Okay.
That's the bill, up or down?
Up or down.
I'll move the bill to the floor as amended with the DuPage recommendation. But did you find out about that statutory reference?
Do we want to wait and come back again?
No, I move to delete that reference. Get it out of the bill. We don't want to.
Well, that's a piece that we'll, we already gave Jack some lessons to deal with that.
Okay.
And unless there's something that it's that it has to be in and it's changed, you know, I'll give him the lessons to do that.
Well, except we don't know what we're talking, we don't know what class of people.
Holly, do you know?
Yeah, you're on page.
Page 9. Sorry to interrupt you.
That's all right.
No, but there's, Bob is right.
Line 22, Senator Schumaker?
Yes.
The reference was to pick up those people who will be civilly committed and have a prohibition. So that's the new section that was added in. It's no longer section H because of the changes that this committee has made, but it's new law. It's a new subsection.
But there isn't any 166-470 at all in the statute.
Well, there's a 470, but there's no 1H under it.
There was a 1H in our bill. The 1H came out because of your changing of the laundry list of prohibited persons.
But the bill hasn't been codified yet.
There's no 1H in current.
I understand that, but that was what it was intended to cover.
It's called sloppy work.
Oh, well, what do we do?
And what do you want us to do with this?
I would say persons who are, just make a reference to,
What part of the bill? We're all right.
Let Brockman know that.
Yeah, but someone had to go find Brockman. Let's have a call of the committee or something.
Yeah, call of the committee.
He's in the washroom for a couple hours.
We just have to prosper and see the change we made, don't they?
I think I'll go myself.
Well, I think,
I would say at this point, it would probably be cleaner to just drop it.
I move the deletion of line 22 to page 9.
Okay. Jack?
No.
Are you sure? What?
Not a thing.
And you're going to, I assume that lines 20 and 21 will have to be conformed as well.
Madam Chair.
They're already deleted.
Yeah, 20 and 21 have already come out.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
It was pointed out to me by Ms. Robinson on page 21, we talked about that language 26 and 27.
All right, let's make sure that we're going
to. I'm sorry, different point.
Better get that.
Are we agreed that we're going to take out this? Okay, yes.
I'm sorry. When we say on line 26, this page 21 on the form, the issue we started out talking about, what the sheriff does, and the language is competence with handgun demonstrated. That seems to imply that someone's got to do something. And what has been suggested is, Ms. Robinson, you suggested we might insert the language evidenced by.
Evidenced by or displayed. I think you don't want.
Or displayed by.
You don't want to use the word demonstrated by, because it really creates an affirmative duty to the sheriff. And I think you can make that word more neutral in terms of just displaying information. It's the same as displaying an identification. So I understand the intent of the committee. You want it in the same way as you're displaying information.
We've got to do business here. Just wait.
I would suggest paralleling the language in terms of the identification that you have to show them. It seems to me that all you want the person to do is show.
But we have a reference in the statute already what we expect them to do.
That's correct, but I don't think you want to create a situation whereby the sheriff has to go out and see how valid the course was and do a lot of those other things.
So what word are you suggesting we use then?
I think evidenced by or displayed. If you picked up some of the language from the identification thing.
Evidenced by.
We're just about to make the vote.
Okay.
You don't want to put the sheriff in a situation of having to backtrack to make sure that the course happened and all of those kinds of things.
Well, I think.
Madam Chair, let's change the word demonstrated on line 26 to evidence and change the word demonstrates on line 19 on page 18.
Again, I don't want to be, I want to say to you that this is a piece, everything we do here delays this bill for one more thing that Jack needs to deal with LC, so before you want to get this thing on the floor.
I thought we made it clear in our 10-minute discussion a while ago, Madam Chair, but I could be wrong.
Okay, let it go.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It wasn't my idea. I just...
Yeah, I know. I understand.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Well, if we're going to vote, then I'm going to say something real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I don't feel that we've had an adequate opportunity to spend the time we needed to and get all the testimony we need to on this thing. I've looked through the letter the NRA did send on June 9th, 1989, and why they supported the bill. There are some assumptions in there that are not necessarily included in our new bill. I have never had anyone tell me that they speak for the NRA. I have yet to hear testimony from even gun owners on this bill. And we've always had testimony on anything of any importance from both sides of the affected parties involved to it, with it, and we just didn't get that on this one. For those reasons, I'm probably going to manage to alienate both sides on this issue because of it, but for those reasons, I'm not going to be able to support this bill. Not because I oppose the kinds of reforms envisioned, but because I don't like the way we got here with this thing.
Senator Hill.
Madam Chair, and I already said everything about the NRA and how this has happened, but the thing that bothers me is I feel as though I've been put in a very difficult position because for whatever reason, a bill came over from the House that was in absolutely horrible shape, and I've got to say that. I have to say that on the record. And we have people here who did a tremendous amount of work to put it in some shape, but if we had gotten a product here that we could have dealt with and not have to do all these last-minute things on an issue that is this sensitive and an issue that is important, I will vote to get this out because of all of the work and everything, but I don't like to even push along legislation that I can't embrace. And I don't like being put in a situation of really having to clean up somebody else's mess. And the way that this bill was handled, and the way it was held up, and the way that it got out of committee, to me,
you mean the House committee?
Got out of the House committee, excuse me, is just, and for it to be the Speaker's bill is simply, it angers me. And basically, we sit here and get a big mess in the last days of the legislature, and I don't like it. And it really is a comment on our process when you have a bill that is this important to the leader of the side, and it comes in this direction. I think it's appalling. And out of my respect for her, I will vote to get that, or there could be a vote on the floor, but I will not support it on the floor. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay.
Well,
you're the one who's about to make a motion, because I don't think anybody else here will make a motion.
I thought I had moved. Okay. Well, I will again. I'll move the bill as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Senator Schumacher has moved due pass as amended. Okay. Further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Aye.
No.
Aye.
Shoemaker? Aye.
Springer?
No.
Cohen? Aye. Motion carried. With a question mark for the record of whether I will support it on the floor or not. Thank you. All right. In recess, until further call of the President.
Oh, recess.
Thank you.